Good afternoon. This is 3 o'clock on Thursday afternoon, April the 25th, 2019. You have tuned in to the Healing Codes Q&A on a Thursday afternoon. We welcome each one of you. And I am Linda Brewer, and I am your host. And you can press star 2 to raise your hand. I will unmute you, and I believe we will have a wonderful, meaningful conversation. This call is being recorded for future times when people might wish to tune in. So, star 2, and we are totally connected. All right. Do we have any star 2s? All right. Okay, this is a web call from the Netherlands. You are unmuted. Yes, web call from the Netherlands. You're unmuted.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yes, I can hear you too. How can we help you today?
I'm just interested in the webinar. I want to see get some more information, really, and that's really. I didn't have much time to have a look at what's going to go on the webinar, but I'm just very interested in the heal codes.
Okay, this is a place where we answer questions and help people understand the value of the healing codes, and if they have a testimony or if they have something they want to ask about the healing codes, this is the time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything we can help you? Is there anything we can help you with?
I trained a couple of years ago to be a chakra therapist. I don't know if this has got anything to do with the healing codes, because I haven't really had much time to get into what it really means, the healing codes.
Okay.
I can't hear you very well, by the way.
You can or cannot hear me?
Cannot hear you very well. I can hear you, but it's very, 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 very soft. And I've got the volume is on full, so I don't know how I can get it a bit louder. I can't get it any louder than this.
Okay.
It's okay. I think it's going to slightly better now. I put it in my boxes. My
okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
It's okay now.
Okay. All right, so is there anything I can answer for you?
Well, if you could, it says here, unblocking the issues of the heart, yeah, the healing codes.
Mm-hmm.
I studied for chakra therapy a couple of years ago. Can it be something to do with that as well? Can that be combined?
Well, you could combine the processes. But it is about getting to the truth that you have formed destructive beliefs that no longer serve you in love, truth, and light, or you have developed habits that does not help you build relationships and be prosperous and peaceful in life. And it has to do with the unforgivenesses that we hold about our events and people in our lives and toward us.
Mm-hmm. I see. Well, then it will be very interesting for me, because I've had a very traumatic experience 8 years ago. I lost my daughter to suicide, and I went through quite a heavy years. The last few years I'm getting a lot better, but I'm still not, you know, exactly where I want to be.
Right. The healing codes will help you understand what either you may have promised yourself, or a habit that you formed, or any unforgiveness that you might be holding at a very subconscious level.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand.
So we normally start off with the universal healing codes. And so as we go through that, we say a prayer, and in that prayer you can put anything you desire in that is your issue. So I would encourage you to put in there your issue is any residue unbeliefs or lies or habits or unforgiveness that you have towards your daughter's suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's do that and then see how you feel after that.
Yeah.
Does that sound like a good plan?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Well, I am going to mute you, and then we will do the universal code. And then if you, whatever comes up for you or any questions you have, you just raise your hand again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, thank you for joining us.
Thank you as well.
Okay, so I'm going to mute you, and then as we go through this, if something comes up, you just let us know.
That's fine. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, anyone else have anything they would like to say before we start the universal code? Okay. Get comfortable, take a deep breath, and get into the moment. And let's say our prayer. I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to, and take a deep breath and whatever comes up for you in the moment, put it in there. And we pray and join together for each one of us, it would be found, opened and healed by filling each one of us with the light, the life, and the love of God. And we pray also that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. This will allow your body to put in priority what needs to be healed in the moment. First position, both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. both hands, bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. end as you complete this code and you begin to come back into the present moment with your eyes open, your feet grounded, ever how you can come back to participate in the meeting, you're welcome. And if you have any comments or would like to share anything that you experience, whatever, hit star 2 and I will unmute you. Thank you. Anyone? If you have a topic that you would like to discuss this afternoon, if you hit star 2 to raise your hand, I will unmute you and we will discuss that. Anyone? Well, the word that comes up for me is grieving. I do believe everyone is from the U.S. except the lady that we just spoke to from the Netherlands. And I do not know what the emotional climate or the thinking of the Netherlands is as far as a complete wholeness. But for me, in the United States, we have such a division. We have so much going on in our country that I personally call it cleansing, and we're going through the gook and the nastiness of it. But I believe that we will come out as people who believe in love, truth, and light of all faiths, walks, nationalities, denominations, non-denominational. We will all come out better people as we make choices to stay in a spirit of inquisitiveness. How can I be love, or how can I be truth in this? How can I be a light? And to me, that's what taking this time to heal ourselves is about. It's about being a being in a human body that allows us to stand in the midst of jubilation, happiness, and in darkness, and judgment and condemnation, and say, no, I will be the one person that will be that shining bright light through this, because I know that I am love and I have the capacity to love. I can be hurt and I have the capacity to forgive without bitterness or depression or any of the things that would go of being in that dark space. I have the right to choose how I will respond, and I choose to respond in love and light and truth for all of mankind, but most importantly for myself. Please remember that you can hit star 2 to raise your hand, chime in the conversation, and be a part of this if you so like. I would appreciate, I have a ring doorbell and someone's going in and out my door. If someone hears that ring on this, would they raise their hand and tell me you do? Or is that just coming through my headsets, which I hope? Okay. All right. So if you're not hearing that ring, I'm so grateful. Yeah. Yay, yay, yay. Okay. Star 2 to raise your hand if you have any comments, any questions, anything you would like to share. And what do we do with the things that we have no control over, like the weather? Or, as the lady was sharing, her daughter's suicide, or being let off from a job, or someone we love coming home and telling us that they want a divorce. We have no control over those things. Now, some of those things, like the divorce, we can be a contributing factor. But there is forgiveness, and there is a way through this. And I call it through the gate of gratitude and awareness that this is how I do not want to live my life. Please hit star 2 to comment. Make any comments, any questions? Anyone? All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to assume we've got some gentlemen on here. We may not. Either way, if there's anything you would like to discuss, please let me know. What is the first thought that you think when you wake up in the morning? Oh, it's another day. I got to go to work. I'm so tired. I wish this was like this. What is your thought? And as you think that, and some mornings you may say it, some mornings you may act it. Some mornings you may be it. What would happen if you changed just that one moment in time? And you awaken. And you put your hands toward the Adam's apple. And you say, today I have the inherent inheritance to speak my truth. Without judgment, blaming, or criticizing. But I will speak my truth in a way that someone will know they're loved. Someone will know they're safe. They will have a better day because I awoken and got up this morning. Or if you wake up and your jaws are all tight and you've got fear and, oh, you just don't know how you're going to make it through the day, then change that by doing the jaw area and say, today I will be relaxed. Today I will not let fear grip me. I will be love, light, and truth. Or you get up and you've got this pounding migraine, this pounding headache. Your temples are just like they're just going to pump right out of your head. Or they're so tight, blood can't even get through them. Okay, yay, we got a, let me unmute. 4182, you are unmuted. Thank you.
Hi, thank you so much. Hi. You have to remind me of your name again.
Linda.
Linda, that's right. Well, yeah. Linda, you touched on a subject that I think is big for many of us, but I can only speak for myself. And right now when you were talking about how, maybe we wake up feeling fear or not safe. And then you gave the suggestion of going to the jaw point earlier when you were doing that other protocol. And very often while I'm doing the healing codes, I feel with my right hand, right when I get to the jaw point on the right side, my hand and my arm vibrate really fast. And I don't think I know enough about the healing codes to understand fully why that is. But right now, when you touched on that subject, it made me think about it. And also it made me think of an image that came to me while we were doing the protocol a couple minutes ago, because out of the blue, I just thinking of, you know, fear and anxiety, or when I ever felt trapped or helpless per se. And there was this very vivid image that came to me about many years ago. And then another one, like it was just unveiling another image that was actually triggered by what you just said now, you know, if you wake up feeling uneasy, how am I going to make it through the day and then go to the job? So I wanted to, I don't know if you can expand a little bit on, you know, what the jaw point means, especially on the right side, if there's a difference, and what it's clearing or purifying, you know, that point.
Well, may I ask you some comments and see how they resonate with you?
Of course.
Yes. When you think about your work situation, do you feel like that you're giving more than you have to give, and more is expected of you than you can do?
Usually I tend to, I'm not fully employed right now, but when I do have, you know, activity or full-time employment, I usually just give more than I usually am expected to. But I don't ordinarily feel like I'm being taken advantage of, or that I'm giving too much and it's not worth it.
Because you have this belief about what I picked up then. You have this belief that you are going to give more than expected, even when,
okay,
just because you have that belief that that's how you need to be.
Oh, okay.
So it's wrapped around a belief that as long as you are giving more than expected of you, you're safe.
It resonates, that's true.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And
like,
so,
I always have to give more, you know, to, yeah. It feels right. It feels true.
To have value. And what your spirit is telling you, that's a lie. And you
okay.
have value just because you show up.
Okay. So I don't have to force myself to give so much more just to feel safe.
That's right. And so I would encourage you to open up to a fact that sometime, and it could have been in the womb till now, that
okay.
for you to feel safe and have value and not be rejected, you had to give more than was expected.
Oh, totally. You know, I just, right now when you said that, I understand exactly where that might be coming from. So, yeah, thank you for that, because I think it is a very deeply rooted belief.
Yes. Do you remember when you developed that belief, or you made that vow to yourself, you weren't enough, that you
yeah.
had to do more?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do know exactly. And it's actually been the root, you know, quote unquote, of all my evils. I think it was this last December that I had an opportunity to clear that and purify it. And maybe this is just a matter of the buffer of time before it actually, I don't know if it should be faster than, you know, all these weeks, but I feel that I came to a point, it was actually in December of last year that I had an opportunity to just clear that and understand that I'm enough, you know. But it's still, obviously there's still some aspects of it operating in me because of my current circumstances. I'm still like repeating a pattern and feeling, you know, like about work, you know, especially when you reference work and, you know, or feeling enough or having enough.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is what I sense could be coming up now is you got the knowledge and you got the clearing. You didn't go through the forgiveness process.
Oh, okay. And that would be forgiveness to myself or the other person?
Yes, ma'am. To you.
To me. For not
yes,
being enough
you.
Or for believing that I was not enough?
For developing the belief that you gave away your power
yeah.
to a circumstance or someone else because
yeah.
you didn't believe that you were either competent enough or that you belonged or that you were worthy enough.
Yeah, okay. So it's the forgiveness is to me.
Yes, and I say that we have to forgive God. We can only be, this is Linda's belief. I believe we can only be angry at two people, and we need to start with unforgiveness with these two people, myself and God.
Okay.
Because
which is one and the same. If, go ahead.
And because there's a lot of people who've been brought up, either there's no God or that God is angry with you and he's a very stern, strict God. And so if he's that powerful and he's that knowledgeable, why would he not protect something he loves?
Yes. Oh, I see.
Yeah,
why would he not protect me?
yeah. And they call it free will. we have a mind of our own. And
yes.
So I believe my experience has been that anytime we have awareness and breakthroughs and clarity on something, we definitely need to clear that on with any unforgiveness or ungratitude
okay.
or peace that we're missing.
Yes.
And life is a process and you just never, never, ever know when it's going to come up.
Yes. Oh, wow. Well, you know, today was the day for it to be found, opened, and healed because I was sitting here, you know, behind the line and hearing your voice saying, anybody? And I kept feeling this urge to come up and just, and then there was this one thing you said, and I said, that's it. I think I'm being called forward, you know, to share this because I'll tell you, it's been like the one thing, the biggest thing in my life that's, you know, overshadowed everything. And all of my life's work, as far as the internal work, has been revolving always around that, this issue that we've brought up today. And so the sum of all of my work has led me here. Today.
Well, Austin, now what do you feel that your gift in whatever you do to earn money is? How do you show up in the world?
I think the thing that defines me the most, or, you know, my exercise of being is I sing. I'm a singer, and it is when I actually have that capacity or the opportunity to just be present for myself. And I've understood that to be, I sing for me primarily, but I've experienced full connectedness to all that is and creator and the God within me. When I sing, it's when I feel that there's a reason for me to be on this planet. And that's what defines me. And I've always known that ever since I was probably in diapers. And I've grown up to just know that about me. And while I may not be like technically the best singer in the world, I know that I am. What defines me is that. And
do you think God Do you believe God gave you that gift for you just to keep for yourself?
No, not at all. No. Because I know the impact I have when I stand on stage or when people hear me sing. I know the impact. And a lot of times the impact I had on people was operating beyond my own understanding. Like, I wasn't even trying to be outstanding or to, you know, to just, oh, everybody should notice me. I was just doing my thing very internally, and I was just utilizing my voice to express what was inside. And the impact it had and has on people when I do, it just amazes me. Because, and I feel blessed and humbled, because even though, you know, I'm not world known yet, and I don't know if I will ever be, just the opportunity to show up for me and do what I love so much. Yeah.
Do you hear the pattern that every time you accept yourself for your greatness and for your capacity and your giftedness, you want to come back and try to justify it or excuse it instead of saying,
yeah.
So I encourage you to notice that and say, stop it. This is what I'm gifted to do. And you just break out into song or something, because you are trying. See, that's work, when you've got to justify what you're gifted.
Yeah.
And yeah. So, hey, you celebrate that. Write us a song and you celebrate that without any excuses, and just let the spirit touch who the needs the touching. And see, I had no idea of anything that I would say today. but in fact, our attendance on these calls have been very low. Last week I had no one.
Oh.
And I had even mentioned to some of the people that would have the decision to make it, you know, is it time to close this out with all Alex is doing? So today we have four people on the call with two participation. And see, that is awesome, because this, the intention of these Q&As is to help people by just speaking up to have insights they would not have if they didn't attend the call. And the thing about it, these are recorded, and now they're going to be on the new website. And so we will hopefully be getting more attention in the way that this is available for people, and it's no cost. And they come and they get value.
Oh, Linda, and, you know, yeah, it's beautiful. And what would I say? I say continue on, because I know you've unveiled a great deal for me today, and I see the value in that, you know, and the courage to come up and just say what's, you know, coming up into the surface on a call like this is not necessarily easy, but I pat myself on the back for doing it, because now I know that you're there for me, you know, for everybody in the future.
Well, if I was just here for you, that would be enough. And
thank
it's a blessing
you.
To be here for everyone else. Yes.
Thank you. And so, I see what you mean about, you know, it's like me with my singing. You know, if I just show up for me, and then if anybody else connects to what I'm trying to transmit or convey, or just, you know, it's enough. So thank you. Thank you
so
much.
Thank you very, very much, because this is to be a safe place that people can come and speak and ask questions or be heard. And because it's all about showing up for one another in love and truth and light.
Yes. So
what is your favorite song?
My favorite song?
What is your favorite?
You mean my favorite song that I sing, or just out in the world?
Yes. Well, anyone you want to share?
Well, the one that comes to mind, and especially because when it came to me, it's not a song that I wrote, but it just came to me, and I just connected to it right away, and I prepared my own rendition with a very simple arrangement of piano, cello, and voice. And it's a lullaby in Latin, L-A-D as in David, I-N, the old Sephardic language of Latin. And it's a lullaby. It's supposed to be, you know, of course, a song from a mother to a child. But the way I approached it, and as I was recording it, I see it as a way, as a gift to humanity. Anybody who may hear that song can feel enveloped and protected and safe. Like, you know, as you hear the tones and the music, my hope is that everyone feels safe and secure and enveloped as you do in your mother's arms.
And what I would encourage you today, instead of saying I hope, I would say my intention is.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
That they sense the love, and because some people, when their mothers held them, feeling safe was the last thing they felt.
Yes.
And so my intention is for a human being to feel touched by love.
Yes.
Through my music.
That is my intention. Yeah. Thank you for helping me correct my own additions, my revisions in my own speech, because there is power in that. And that is my intention. When I performed it, when I discovered it, when I performed it, when I recorded it, that was my intention, because that's how I feel when I hear it. It's like I feel this protection and security and, you know, and so that is my intention. Anyone who will hear it, to feel that way.
Yes. And the spirit will get their hearts and spirit prepared, and you never know a moment in time when that's going to resonate.
Yes.
So it's our responsibility to show up with a clear intention of being love and truth and light, and then let the spirit do the work.
Yeah, thank you so much. Just to trust, right? So thank you for that. And thank you for this, Linda. Thank you for this moment and for your contribution to me and to everyone.
Oh, well, thank you. And have you considered doing a podcast about your music? And I know that music and singing, but the world is, the world is just needing so much peace and love and acceptance. I believe from what you have done today, your life is going to make such an impact beyond what anything you could ever imagine. Because music is this universal language, and people connect to music. So thank you for being in the world and making your contribution.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It really moved me. And to answer your question, yeah, you know, I love, I always felt that whenever I'm interviewed, I prefer radio, or, you know, the being before a camera always makes me kind of shy, because I feel like it's more about the body and the ego or whatever. And when I'm before a microphone, I feel so free. I can just close my eyes, go within, and just express my spirit. And I have been entertaining for a long while now, doing, you know, radio or just a podcast. And I feel in this moment of my life where performing live is not coming so easily. And of course I'm working on that, you know, with the codes and different things. But I feel like my way to share is, you know, before a microphone and just continue creating and sharing with the world. Because I feel that I did come to this planet for that. Like, that is what I'm supposed to do. And I accept what you're telling me now, because it resonates fully. Like, my heart just expanded when I heard you say that. And so, yeah, I look forward to doing, you know, a podcast and sharing with the world and reaching as many people as I can through that intention.
Well, my spirit just checked with me. Podcast is not, maybe is not the best avenue. YouTube would be.
Oh, okay.
Because with YouTube, you can put it out there. Mm-hmm. And if it's on YouTube and something, someone might Google a lullaby for peace or something, and you might come up. And with the YouTube, you could put scenery and a lot of imagery with it.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could just be standing in front of a microphone and show the world what pure love is.
Yeah. Yeah. So because I already have a channel and it's, I haven't really worked or invested on it to just get it more, like, be more out there, I think what I get from your sharing is maybe I it's time to just revamp it or elevate it to a, with a new intention, you know, like now I really want to just get out there and share it with the world instead of just kind of, oh, I'm here, but I don't really want to be seen. Or maybe it's time to just revamp it and just really put it out there with that intention. And like you say, just allow spirit to guide the way, and whomever will reach it will, you know, trusting that. Yeah, so thank you. Wow.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. Yeah, our responsibility is just to show up and do what we're gifted to do and let the spirit do the rest.
Yeah, thank you for your wise words and your sensitivity and for checking on all of those aspects that will definitely help me improve my own, you know, willingness to be present for myself and just to share with the rest of the world. Thank you so much, Linda. And you should continue doing this too. All right.
All right.
Have a lovely day.
I appreciate you too. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Blessings, my friend.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for making such a great contribution today.
Oh, my pleasure.
Okay. If anything else comes up you want to share, you just let us know.
Of course. Thank you so much. I sure will.
Okay. I'll look. Be sure and send me your first YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. What email address should I use? I can send it to you via email.
Yeah, it's lindab@lindasbrewer.com.
At Linda.
B at lindasbrewer.com.
Can you spell that after the S or the Linda?
Yeah, Linda S, L-I-N-D-A, S as in Sam, Brewer, B-R-E-W-E-R.
Oh, thank you, Linda. I didn't have your last name, but okay. So it's at .com, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. I will definitely share it with you.
All right. I will look. My husband is a singer, so he will enjoy it.
Oh. Oh, my goodness. What is it? Can I look him up and listen to his music? Does he have music out there?
No, he doesn't. He's 95, so YouTube and podcast came after his time.
Oh,
and,
I see.
But he still sings, and
beautiful.
You know, the last time he did some entertaining was about 4 years ago. But he sings for us, and that's what counts. Yes.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Well, I'm sending him my love, and you too. And I definitely will send you my song as an MP3 and a video. Let me know what he thinks and what you think. Thank you so much.
Well, you are most welcome. I certainly will. Thank you.
Okay. You have a lovely day.
Well, you create a great life for yourself, and then the world will reap the benefits.
Thank you. I look forward to that. with this renewed me. After today, I feel, you know, it's a different story now.
All right. Well, keep us posted.
All right.
All right. Blessings, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. All right. Thank you. That's what these Q&As are for. So thank you so much. All right. Oops. Sorry about that. I just muted myself. Is there anyone else who would like to say anything or make any comments? Going once, going twice. Well, I have 3:52 p.m. on April 25th, and Christmas is on its way, isn't it? So, anyone else have anything? If not, let's end in a prayer that all who will listen to this call in the future, it will inspire them to awaken to the greatness of who they are, the contributions that they can make for themselves and to others, and that they will have a voice that will speak truth and kindness and gentleness. They will have a light that shines through pure love. God bless. Go in peace. Thank y'all so much. Bye-bye.